Hello, my name is Declan. Welcome to the April News Podcast Update. In a recent story by CNN, right now in France, there are protests going on about the recent change in the retirement age. Now they just voted to raise the retirement age by 2 years, though at 3 months each year, and by the year 2030, the retirement age will be 64. They are still debating if they should continue to raise the retirement age after that. Now the people are protesting, and it has gone violent. There were major clashes between the police officer and the protesters. One reason people are protesting is because of the higher price of living, among many other things, such as higher housing costs. In France, the cost of living is surging. The inflation rate per year is a whopping 6%. The president of France, named Macron, made the final decision, but at a great political cost. The decision has put his ratings at an all-time low and almost a record-breaking low. There have been no recorded deaths yet. Protesters are saying that they are protesting because they need to be represented, and others are saying that people's lives should not be decided by 9 people. But even with the raise of the retirement age, it was still below the normal retirement age in Europe, which is 65 and headed towards 67. The government says it's important to raise the retirement age in order to have a good and healthy economy and keep their finances out of the red. The French government is hoping that the protests will stop, but right now they show no sign of stopping it, but and only getting worse. But even with the decision, it took 7 hours of debate on the council that only has 9 members. Now, opposing parties say they will fight against the decision. Government officials call these protests historic. Now to Kinley with our next story.
Thank you, Declan. Now, according to BBC News, Russians are trying to sabotage wind farms and communication cables in the North Sea. Russians have more than 290 vessels that they are able to access at any time. They also have 12 Aeson nuclear attack submarines. They are using a fleet of vessels disguised as fishing trawlers and research vessels. These vessels carry surveillance equipment, and they are trying to map sites, key sites to sabotage. It is said that the vessels slow down when they get near any wind farms and loiters in the area. The UK officials are aware of what the Russians' intent is. In February, Dutch intelligence warned the people that there was an unusual activity underwater and that they need to prepare for any destruction that may happen in the area. It seems like this war is never ending and the Russians are not going back down, to say the least. Now to Logan with climate change in India.
Thank you, Kinley. According to CNN, deadly heat waves have fueled by climate change are threatening India. It can reverse its process of poverty reduction, health, and economic growth. The heat waves have caused power outages, increased pollution, and accelerated glacial melt in North Africa. Since 1992, 24,000 people have died because of the heat waves. The impact is expected to get worse the longer the heat waves go on. 90% of people in India can be severely impacted. Last year, India experienced a searing heat wave during which parts of the country reached more than 49 degrees Celsius. By mid-century, 70 Indian cities are expected to have more than 1 million inhabitants. Someone said that the people in poverty and the most vulnerable suffer the most. The impacts are expected to get worse as the heat waves become more intense and lethal due to the climate crisis. The heat waves are also starting to last longer. The heat waves are expected to last until 2050. Work outside has gone down 15% since the heat waves have started. Now to Hudson with supply shortage in Russia.
Thank you, Logan. Russia has lots of firepower, or had lots of firepower at the start of the war against Ukraine, and is now losing lots of weapons, supplies like tanks, missiles, and much more. Russia is so low that they are even talking about using Cold War-era tanks and weapons. According to CNN 10, Russia has lost 10,000 units of military supplies like tanks, trucks, and even aerial drones. Russia has also lost anywhere from 1,845 to 3,511 tanks in the battle against the war in Ukraine. Instead of Russia gaining, they are losing much more in this war, On top of that, Russia has lost military suppliers. One of Russia's tank factories makes around 20 tanks a month, while they lose around 1,000 or 150 a month. Even with all this being said, Russia still has several times more tanks than Ukraine. That concludes this month's podcast. Thanks for listening.